So there was several criteria. About 3 years ago, McCoy Materials hired me to find a sand and gravel site for them. Currently, they've been buying their material off-site from other sand and gravel extraction companies. So they wanted to have a site that met a variety of items. So when you're looking at a sand and gravel site, there's a lot of factors that go into that. When I started the search, I started closer to the Detroit market. And when you're working close to the Detroit market, first off, it's hard to find large land tract pieces. So you do have instances where you might be able to put two or three landowners together, if indeed you can get all three landowners who have interest in selling. But so the first thing we did is we looked at the geology of the area, okay? And then from there we estimated the quantity of the material. Again, went into property size and zoning designation. So there were literally hundreds of sites when I started. I got the signal that I must have hit the button. There were literally hundreds of sites when we started, and there's fatal flaw criteria that those sites would meet. So we might find a site that looks suitable from the surface, but then when you drilled down further, you found that there was gas lines that went, instead of bordering the property, went through the center of the property, or transmission lines, zoning regulations, neighboring properties were high-density residential, or the subject site didn't allow for gravel extraction based on its existing zoning. So those are a couple of the items that would continue the search. So we narrowed that down to really a handful of sites, and this site being one of them. And then, of course, we do our testing. So you have to make sure that the site has enough gravel and sand to make the product that we're after, and that there's enough of it there to be a viable, economically viable. So that search led us here.